With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is insisting U.S. forces will finish the job in Iran soon. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a nationwide address, the president defended the war against Iran and proclaimed great progress.
We are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly.
But he said the U.S. military still has work to do.
We're going to hit them extremely hard over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
The president also acknowledged rising oil prices and volatile financial markets, but predicted gas prices will drop and stock prices will go back up. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate sent its deal to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security back to the House this morning, marking what should be the start of the end of an historic partial government shutdown. More on that from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Speaker Mike Johnson signed off Wednesday on the two-track strategy, effectively capitulating after torching the Senate bill Friday as a joke, but he could still struggle to move it quickly given early opposition from some members on the right flank of his conference. The House briefly convened Thursday morning, but there were no attempts to pass the Senate-approved deal. Johnson will have two more opportunities in brief pro forma sessions scheduled for next week. Otherwise, he'll have to wait until all of his members are back on April 14th. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Ben Thomas reports a warm, dry winter in the mountains of Colorado does not bode well for the drought-stricken West.
Cities in the region are imposing water use restrictions, and ranchers like Philip Anderson...
Now, normally here we'd be walking in water.
...are wondering how they'll feed and water their cattle.
In the pasture that we normally calve in, there's no pond water, no stock water.
Add to that the threat of wildfires.
If you'd like to own a piece of SpaceX, you may soon get your chance. Elon Musk's space exploration company has filed paperwork to sell shares to the public. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports on an unusual decision by the Washington Post.
The newspaper, long a bastion of liberal thought, has published an editorial criticizing the Supreme Court of Finland for denying the religious freedom of a member of its parliament. Pavi Rossinen has been fined for quoting the Bible on homosexuality, and the Post calls the decision a farce, adding, quote, "It's not a crime to publish unpopular religious views." The paper goes on to urge Americans to cherish their First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile's new president is deeply religious in a country that's grown increasingly secular. José Antonio Kast's faith resonates with many supporters, and political analysts say it may shape but not immediately change policy on issues ranging from abortion to the LGBTQ agenda. Kast won nearly 60% of the vote. He has opposed contraception, same-sex marriage, and abortion now for several years. This is SRN News. But now with a midday Wall Street Business Report, here's Rich Thomason.
Stocks are down, oil prices are up, as the financial markets wring their hands over the Iran war. Federal regulators have approved a new weight loss pill from Eli Lilly. The Food and Drug Administration decision means that patients in the United States will soon have access to a second daily oral medication to treat obesity and weight-related issues. Elon Musk's SpaceX has filed preliminary paperwork to sell shares to the public. That's according to two sources familiar with the filing. It is a blockbuster offering, one that's likely to rank as the biggest ever and make its founder the world's first trillionaire. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gas now rests at $4.08. Some states are even higher. The California average, $5.89 per gallon. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNNews.com.